Welcome to the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 63 says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life." It is our prayer here at Randall Greer Ministries that as you tune in and listen, the Spirit of God will bring revelation into your life to strengthen you and encourage you in your daily walk to be all that God has called you to be. Today, Reverend Greer speaks on visions of the United States of America. On the day of Pentecost, Peter declared that what was occurring was what the prophet Joel prophesied about in Joel chapter 2. Reverend Greer shares some visions of the United States of America that God has given to men and women of God throughout time and how the devil has tried to influence this nation. He also shares the scriptural direction that the believer is given on how to stop satanic activity against this nation. Stay tuned after the broadcast for more information on Randall Greer Ministries and special offers. Now, let's join Reverend Greer.
There's a spiritual entity that the Bible calls the serpent. He calls him the devil, and he calls him Lucifer, and he calls him Satan that's in the Word of God. And so that is what we're dealing with. And so what he's doing, he's working in the church, of course, trying to get the church to compromise. What is this spirit that has come against the church in the United States of America? And of course, it's going around the world, but we're talking about America, and I'm going to deal with some issues about America tonight because we're not through with it yet because God wants us to do something. See, when we're ministering and when we're talking, when I'm speaking, you know, it's, you know, you're benefiting from it. I'm benefiting from it. And what I'm doing with Pastor Larry and Marty's permission tonight, and Miss Marty here, I'm just going to preach to myself. And because you were so gracious to come, I'm going to let you listen if you want to. But there's no pressure on anybody. You understand? But I need this as hasu bebe doloku andi eki bosta demanda kuria akistu mand ust and I anstu mainga lusta mand hearken and obey to the voice of my word this day. For I am speaking to you by my spirit, and I'm giving you supernatural revelation that you should arise and heed and put into practice in your life. For when you do, you will see that the enemy that has gathered himself around about you to hinder you and stop you from moving into what I've called you to do, you will see that he will be thrown by the wayside, and you will arise, and the cloud will lift off of your life, and you will be able to see and discern and understand my plan, and you will see that I can bring America up out of the depths of the sin sand that is among us even now. And those that have fallen away, I will be bringing those back if they will hearken to and listen to my voice, saith the Lord. For I am speaking to many today, and I'm calling my people today to awake, 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 and don't make the mistake of staying the same, but arise and decide that I'm going to enforce a change where the enemy is not going to rule and reign. He's not going to dominate. He's not going to hold this nation back, and he's not going to stop the church of the Lord Jesus Christ from doing everything that it should do in this hour by my power, saith the Lord. Said Brother Randy, what's that? The Holy Ghost. I'm stirred up. What about you? Amen. Hallelujah. We've been going along here about 6 days. I'm getting stirred up. Said Brother Randy, how long can you prophesy? Long time. I mean, it just keeps coming. It just keeps coming. But that's what the Lord is saying. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying today. God does not want the church weak and sickly anymore. You know, there's always been a remnant of God's people. And I'm not saying that everybody that names the name of Christ is going to grab a hold to the revelation and stand up like they should. But there's always a remnant that will pay the price. There's always a remnant. There's always a group among God's people that will not bow their knee. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just like Daniel, when they said, "We're going to throw you in the lion's den if you don't quit praying and quit seeking seeking God. He just said in one way by his actions, you can throw me in the lion dens if you want to. He said, but I'm not going to stop seeking my God. And they slung him off in that lion's den. And it's like the three-year-old pastor's son, you know, was telling his daddy the story after he'd heard it in Sunday school. He wanted to tell his daddy the story. Daddy, you ought to know what I learned in Sunday school. Daddy, let me tell you. He said, just wait, son. He said, I'm shaking hands with the people, and after everybody's gone, you can tell me what you learned in Sunday school. Daddy, I just can't wait. Oh, Daddy, I just can't wait. Daddy, let me tell you. He said, all right. The people stand around and said, let him preach. The anointing's on him. You know what I mean? Let him have it. 3 years old. He said, Daddy. He said, I learned about Daniel and the lion's den today, and he said, I found out something. He said, when they slung old Daniel off in that lion's den, he said, them lions went to praying that Daniel wouldn't eat them. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. He got his story kind of twisted up, but I believe that's the way it went. Them lions were bowed down praying, oh God, don't let Daniel eat us. And y'all thought that Daniel was praying, Lord, don't let the lions eat me. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you're on God's side, even if you do get flung off in the lion's den, them lions are going to start praying, God, don't let them eat us. Because this is your day of victory. This is your day of liberty. This is your day of freedom. And the devil cannot stop God's plan from taking place. Sickness and disease has got to loose you and let you go in Jesus' name. Every virus germ, every disease germ that touches your body, I curse it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command it to wither and die. Every growth or tumor that's in your body right now that should not be there, I curse it, and I command it to die in the name of Jesus Christ and dissipate. And Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the healing power that's flowing through them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. The Bible says, with long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation. Long life. Amen. Long life. Amen. Glory to God. Long life. The Bible says that he will show you his salvation. So we're not going to quit. We're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. And we're not going to let the devil talk us out of doing what God said do. Amen. We're going to stand our ground. But we're not wrestling against people. There are a lot of people groups out there. There's a lot of different, you know, factions, even in the government. There's different kinds of people. This group believes this. This group believes that. You know, this particular group, you know, pro-abortion. This one does that one, you know, and lesbianism, homosexuality. I mean, all kind of legalizing this and that and the other. But if you just deal with natural issues and look at natural things along, you will never change what the devil's trying to do. But if you'll transfer over out of the natural into the spirit, the Bible says one shall put 1,000 to flight and two shall put 10,000 to flight. And it don't matter how big the devil is. I believe you sang me a song a while ago. It said the demons are afraid of me. Is that right? The demons are afraid of me. If he was here during praise and worship, they sang a song. And let us sing a song about demons are afraid of me. Well, that's the truth about it. But again, we're not getting devil conscious or devil cookie. But the problem is that we have gone so far on the other side of not even talking about the devil and what he's trying to do and how he's trying to operate against the church that most people have got to the point in the body of Christ that they don't even believe the devil exists.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. For more information on Randall Greer Ministries, you can find us on the web at www.rgm.me. There you will find free downloads and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and e-letter, The Word and Spirit. Make sure to check out the RGM store as well, with instant MP3 digital downloads of most of our messages, exclusive downloads, and ebooks. That web address again is www.rgm.me. For more information, you can write us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast, and remember, God is with us.